All right. Now, your book, A Sky Full of Stars, is by Denny Atkins.
There's a backstory to this review, actually, Catherine. As listeners may know, every month the excellent Louise Thornley sends out a list of possible titles to reviewers to choose from. Now, I belong to the New Plymouth Astronomical Society, and when I saw a title, A Sky Full of Stars, and when I saw a reference to an astronomer, I thought, oh, I'll have that. And, of course, A Sky Full of Stars by Danny Atkins turns out to be a romance novel, which serves me absolutely right. So what would you like to know about the world of romance?
Well, is it a good book or not?
I think it's a very competent book. I mean, it's always intriguing to see a professional writer at work in any genre. Dani Atkins is clearly a professional. She's got a very substantial list of titles and obviously myriads of devoted readers. And I have to say, Catherine, that the plot of this book is complex. It's very well managed. The astronomer, by the way, is Lisa, who's met and married tough but tender Alex. So you get those tropes coming in right from the start. They have a six-year-old boy called Connor, and Atkins makes a very good job of evoking this convincing, engaging little guy. But early in the book, Lisa the astronomer is killed quite suddenly and shockingly, and Alex is left to bring up the small boy. And what I probably distinguishes this book, I'm speaking blindly here, Catherine, from I imagine many other romance novels, is that Lisa wanted to be an organ donor. And the book becomes an alternation of narratives between the bereaved husband, Alex, and a woman called Molly, who's the recipient of Lisa's heart and whose life has really been saved by Lisa's death. So there's that quite forceful element to the plot, and Atkins keeps it under control, keeps it moving along. I don't think I'm saying there's a spoiler when the book ends with the sudden appearance of a blonde, beautiful, backlit young woman who's going to change widower Alex's life. So, yep, plot looks very much under control. I have to say it's the writing that made me occasionally beat my head against the desk. But I accept that that's also a characteristic of the genre.
Here's me, David, thinking you might be writing under a pseudonym.
Alas, yeah. I wish I were that successful.
Yes, well, it's a hugely popular genre, that's for sure.
David, enormously.
Thank you, David. David Hill has reviewed A Sky Full of Stars by Danny Atkins, published by Zeus, and $30 the price.